Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Who got it? It's time for episode 637 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint Long March to April on your road back to summer 2023. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. And with me, as always, Brett Pedro Morris, a.k.a. Star. What's up, Star?
Pedro Petrov.
Petrov, okay.
Pierre.
Whoa, you know all the Petes.
It comes in many forms.
Damn. Is your middle name like 6 different versions of Peter?
Yeah, I should add one.
That'd be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool. How's it going? Anything new to report?
Oh, a lot of things new.
Okay.
Actually, you know, I could pimp a date that's coming up later on, a few weeks from now. On April 5th, Wednesday night, April 5th. This is a big announcement. I haven't brought this up anywhere. Wednesday night, April 5th. Squat Melt 5-year anniversary show.
Whoa.
Hey-o.
5 years?
5 years.
That's crazy.
The place Nerd Melt, they closed their doors at the very end of March 2018. We were there the very next week with a show, and it's the exact 5-year anniversary. Wednesday night, 4-5, Squat Melt. Stay tuned for location and details. We'll either do it at the original location. Most probably we'll do it at the Chaplin stage over there by Vermont and whatever that cross street is by the movie theater. But how about that? Yeah, 5 years.
Congratulations on 5 years. Wow, that went by fast.
Yeah, and we haven't done it exactly continuously.
Sure.
Shut it down about 5 months ago because it got cold. I mean, how about this cold streak, whatever this thing's called.
Seriously, it's been a snap and a half.
Cold snap.
Yeah.
It's making the ants over here freak out. Like, they're just on a whole wacky time schedule. You can tell they show up and they're just all out of sorts. They're like slow as hell.
They're frantic.
Yeah, they have no purpose. They can't get away fast because it's just they've been dealing with what has to be an apocalypse for an ant colony just when it gets unseasonably cold.
Sometimes when you see just one on its own, like wandering around, you got to take care of that because you know he's like a scout.
Yeah. Well, I usually let the one live, but if there's two, I take care of it. Because one could be a guy who's lost. He doesn't know what he's doing. When there's two, that means he already alerted another guy. Hey, there's something over here.
Right, yeah, they're henchmen.
Yeah. But I don't feel great about it. They're marvels of engineering. And
they would kill you if they had the chance.
They would, that's true. So F them. But let's find out what our guest thinks about all this. Here she comes now. You might know her from Who Charted 604. You might have gotten to know her even earlier in Who Charted 577. And guess what? She's back on the charts. We're welcoming her in now from New York City. Give it up for Allison Stevenson.
Yay.
What's up, Allison?
I felt like I needed to actually walk into a room.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I wasn't just sitting here the whole time waiting for you to introduce me.
Right. Well, when we're in the metaverse, you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to walk right in.
Can't wait. I can't wait to walk around in the metaverse.
We'll have that up and running by your next appearance, probably.
Yeah.
That is funny to think about. At some point, like in the metaverse, we're all going to just be sprinting, right? Just to save time. Like I just imagine no one's just going to be walking.
I want to ride a motorcycle.
You could teleport.
It's like in a game, like you want to just put on the fast run mode at all times.
But what if you're browsing?
Funny to watch you.
What if you're browsing for artifacts?
Yeah, I need
you'll
to
be able
slow.
To go do that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Speaking of that, I saw a great TikTok live of a guy just with a metal detector, like. And you can just follow him all day as he finds little treasures and stuff.
Was he finding stuff?
Yeah, he found like a ring while I was watching.
Damn, that's actually, I mean, I would wait for the supercut of that just because it seems like you could be there a while. All those guys, they're out there all day. Check out the song Beachcomber on the first Have a Summer album. Allison, your travels have taken you to New York City.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you, sure you're bi-coastal now? You're breaking into both cities at the same time.
Yeah, I'm literally, I'm not getting booked in LA. So I was like, I guess I'll come to New York and force people to put me on their shows.
I love that. Force the issue. And so have you been getting shows out there?
Oh, yeah. I got a show like every night of the week.
Right on. Nice. Does it feel good to be able to perform that much as compared to LA where... LA
is
like,
actually, it is a little exhausting. Wait a minute.
You're like, yeah, this whole thing again. But LA is like if you move to a town to be a pro surfer and you could only get one wave every like 12 days.
Right.
That really is. Yeah, that's exactly. And then if you just go to another town and be like, oh, I'm a pro surfer back in LA.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm here. Catch all these waves.
Right.
Exactly.
It's worth it just to say you're from LA.
That's the only good thing about being from LA is just to say the sentence.
Yeah. We had a junior high teacher, Mr. Harala, and he had lived out here, and I think he did clicks the sticks on the, he said it was the Godfather. We don't know, but he was like the guy who, you know, clicked the sticks, take three, take four.
Oh,
so he was like
Okay. I think it meant like he beat children with a ruler or something.
That was a band teacher.
Yeah. That's old school teacher right there.
Slating, right?
Yeah, slating. There you go. Yeah. But anyway, to us, it was like, this guy's from Hollywood. Like, you know what I mean? He might see something in me. Call his friend. Yeah, it's a big deal.
I click the sticks for the biggest names.
My biggest names. And now I teach seventh grade. Mattawan Junior. What was the name of that school? Mattawan Avenue. That's where we got mixed in with the tougher kids, and a lot of bullying happened those years.
Oh boy!
Oh, you were a bully?
I was bullied. I was more of a terrorizer. I did like verbal bullying.
Okay,
but that's just because I had
shit stirrer.
I don't know that I was a shit stirrer, but I like to. I don't know. I just had a lot of emotions to vent. Like these kids had regular homes. You know, I'm coming from the, latchkey, you know. So I would come at them verbally. And then, but I did, you know, I got bullied, anti-Semitism, different things that went on.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Really? I feel like verbal abuse is actually pretty chill.
What's that?
I feel like verbal abuse is actually pretty, it's good for you.
Okay. Yeah. It makes you who you are. Hit me with something right now. Roast my jacket.
Your jacket. What? How is that a jacket? But it's like a shirt material. Oh,
what's up?
Yeah, that's stupid.
Would you ever be one of those roast me people?
Hell like, no.
I'm in New York for 2 weeks. Roast me.
All right.
What's the purpose of it?
You know what I am bummed about? I thought by now at least once I would like get approached by someone making a TikTok. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Doing one of those. Hey, what's your body count? Or like,
right.
What do you think? What if a guy doesn't ask pay for the date or whatever?
Right.
It has not happened at all.
How many dates until you give it up?
Yeah.
The body count thing's crazy. I saw that the average American man was 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
I was like, by the time it was
like their whole life,
yeah, whole life. So I'm saying,
okay, wow.
I don't want to give anything away, but we're around someone right now who took care of business pretty early. He's staying quiet over there. All right, let's move on.
I was gonna say, remember, like the statistics that came out, like the average gay man was something like.
Oh, yeah, I mean, 7,000 partners on a Wednesday.
So then you got to think, like, that statistic is leaning towards that. Like, they're the outliers. So maybe the average, like, straight man is in the, like, you know, low single digits.
Oh, my. That would, it would be, like, -2.
Yeah. Right.
Somehow you're a double virgin.
Double virgin. Re-virginized. Refrozen. Refrozen pizza twice, fried beans. Thank you. All right, let's check out this week's music chart. But before we do, I will wrap the history of recorded music. Here we go. Music. We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. But now we download and we stream. What's next? NFTs? Crypto. Yeah.
Nice, you threw in a butt there for the first time ever.
Yeah, I'm playing with my cadences, you know.
That's great.
Speaking of which, I have a hot pick that I'm gonna just say it right now. It's taking the week. It's taking probably the month. This is one of the bangers of the year. I'm coming in with a heavy hot pick.
Really?
Okay. Later on in the show.
Oh, okay. So you're just headlining that.
Yeah, I'm just saying right now. You guys have time between the breaks if you want to beef up your picks or whatever like that, because what I'm coming at you with is it's going to win.
Oh, speaking of that, there's also a major chart announcement. Our Donkey playlist is officially online on Spotify.
All right. There you go. Check that out. We did a great episode.
Created by the chartist Don Quixote.
Thank you so much, Don Quixote. And we did a great two charted last week where we just unloaded so many donkey tracks. There's a lot more where that came from. We got a comment from Charlie Lewis who said the donkey episode of Two Charted was all-timer.
Really?
So thank you for listening to
that's
that.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
I never know if we're just spinning our own wheels or if people connect with it.
I thought, I was like, wow, we overloaded them with Donkey. We better take a break. But people liked it, and there's a lot more where that came from. Uncovering new Donkey all the time. So
nice. Well, the playlist is called Who Charted Official Donkey List, and it's on the Who Charted Spotify account.
Okay.
So follow that.
Follow that. Thanks for putting that up. Awesome. All right, what chart do we have this week?
All right, we're going to a chart we haven't looked at for a while. This is the music chart on YouTube.
Mm.
They got their own official chart.
I would say YouTube, second to TikTok, but YouTube shows the full-length music videos, so they're leading that way. But them and TikTok, there's nobody bigger. Instagram's not bigger. No. Snapchat's not bigger. Allie. You're on Telegram.
Yeah.
YouTube is
Trumpy there for a second.
Yeah, he did.
There's nobody bigger. TikTok.
Nobody
bigger.
You're
going to love it.
Love it. Everyone's saying it's the best.
Yeah, no one's seen anything like these numbers.
The truth social chart.
It does become slightly addicting to speak like that sometimes.
Oh,
just
God,
try it on.
Oh, God.
You're like, God, you realize how much you can just do that for anything. You can just bullshit just absolutely anything.
Make everything just sound fantastic.
He's working on his Ron DeSantis nickname, they said. Meatball Ron.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Meatball. That's so weird to announce that you're working on the nickname.
Well, I don't know.
That's
I don't
a
know
good
if that was
use
a,
of your time. Like,
I don't know if they announced it. They
I have the best team working on it.
Yeah.
I got a council of advisors.
We're spitballing all the most demeaning nicknames.
Yeah. Well, YouTube is still where I go to. I don't know if it's out of habit or they really have something better about it. Like if somebody tells me about a song or an artist, I'll go to
that's
YouTube.
Where you go.
Even though
that's
like
the
Spotify
way to get it.
Apple is easy, somehow YouTube feels faster.
Yeah, I think it's because you're used to looking for almost anything over there. So you're just like, oh, I'll just go to YouTube.
Yeah.
It's not as specialized. But you're right. It still serves its purpose. Like when that thing came out, you thought, well, I'll only be here a couple of years, so something else wipes it out.
Yeah.
But shout out to YouTube. It's been here during the entire Who Charted era.
Wow.
It's here to stay. Well,
coming in at number five.
Number five.
Fuerza Regida and Grupo Frontera with Bebe Dame.
I knew to call you Pedro on this episode.
Thank you. This is the number seven top music video. Number five song.
Is this on US YouTube or worldwide YouTube?
U.S.
Oh, yeah. I think this is from TikTok.
Oh, is it? Have you heard this song on there while people are doing stuff?
Yeah.
What do they do? Is this a twerk song?
You guys got to see the video for this real quick.
It's like dancing. It's like, yeah. It's very horny, sexy dancing.
Just look at the video.
Well, not the video. Yeah.
The video is just all these dudes very slowly dancing in this one room together.
They look like they're in the back of a restaurant that one of their dads own.
Yeah, I love it. This bros being bros.
It's like, it's just funny because the beat feels a little too slow to be getting real, like, you know, down with it.
Yeah. Now, these guys. These are the guys I saw at Coachella, of course, you know, the video, Couchella. Yeah. But these guys came out and they have that many guys on stage and one of them always has a beer.
Yeah.
And they're just...
They're partiers.
It's like controlled chaos. It looks like they're all fucking around the whole time, but they're all engaged the whole time. Like Wu-Tang Clan would fuck around the whole time, but then you'd see like Old Dirty Bastard was just sitting there like he's just not involved. These guys are just like, they keep the vibe going the whole time.
They seem like they
understood the assignment.
All right,
there
good
you go,
tune.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're all going to be.
It seems like they've cornered the market of that that sort of that culture of just buying shots. Like priority number one is just buying you a shot. You know,
yeah,
like,
that'll
like they're just
yeah, that's why we're here.
First.
Yeah, to amass shots.
All right, coming in number four.
Number four.
SZA, Kill Bill. This is a big hit. It's funny to just proclaim like I did all of this sober, like give me credit, you know.
Right. Yeah, I killed my ex without a buzz on. I guess if you're trying to hide evidence and not get caught, it's probably best to stay off weed and all that kind of thing. It takes a little discipline.
but then publicly admitted in a hit song. Yeah, I mean, that's come true. On.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Talk about being irresponsible.
Yeah, that's recording your confession.
There was, I don't know if she was at Rolling Loud this past weekend, but they had the big Rolling Loud festival here in LA. Oh, a lot of great footage on TikTok.
There was a guy.
Well, Lil Uzi Vert was there. There was a guy blowing fire. Oh, no, that was Playboi Carti. Playboi Carti was there, and there was a guy just in the crowd taking it upon himself to blow fire. Like, just while he was standing there in the crowd, and just everybody is running the hell away from him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know if that's condoned. And Antonio he's Brown.
He's supposed to be at the Juggalo Fest.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like just place. No one bats an eye. Oh, that guy. But there was another thing where Antonio Brown, he's a guy who used to, you know, be an NFL player, but started rapping.
Yeah.
There's a point in the show where someone just threw a football up on the crowd, from the crowd, and he just no look, he just caught it with one hand.
I love
and
then that.
Spun it down on the crown and kept on.
Hell yeah.
It was great.
He can still do it.
Yeah. But he did do it at clutch time, which was cool. And then, I don't know if you might want to look this one up. I'd watch this again. There's a guy named Duke Deuce who did one of the best intros I've ever seen. But yeah, check it out if you can. But basically, they faked it so that you hear that somebody came on stage, that saw somebody rush the stage. And then when they rush the stage, Duke grabs him and picks him up, and then they do this elaborate wrestling move and just slam the guy to the ground.
Wow.
And then right when they slam him, the music starts of the song.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's really a fun clip, so let's check it out if you can.
Nice. All right, coming in number three.
Number three.
Pink Pantheress. I always want to say parentheses. And Ice Spice with Boy's a Liar Part 2. They
It's like Leia. The boy's a Leia. That guy's a fucking layer.
layer, pants on fire.
Why is she saying? Is she half cat? She's half mountain lion? She's P22's kid? There's Ice Spice.
P22. But I know where he at, like, but he blowing her back. Think about me, cause he know that it's fat.
And it been what it been. Calling his phone like he'll send me a pin. Yeah, yeah. Ice Spice was at Rolling Loud, I think.
Yeah, Spice. It seems like everyone was there.
It was big.
Lil Wayne was there.
Lil Wayne. They even let Travis Scott do a set. Then it got cut off because of a curfew. But,
Oh, really? That's why?
That's why you don't want to go on last sometimes.
That might be the strategy with him. They put him on last, and then before he can really get everybody going dangerously crazy, it's like just the concert's over.
Yeah.
The festival's over.
That's how it is sometimes with like LA gigs for a band, where it's like technically you can say like, oh, I'm headlining on Saturday night, but it's not the slot you actually want because everyone goes home.
Yeah.
It's like you're going on at like 11:30.
I just went to a show like that where like the band that everybody came to see was like second to last.
Uh-huh.
And then the last band was like
that's
the lesser known.
That's the spot you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. That always happens. All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Miley Cyrus, Flowers.
That's going to be in some people's top five Miley songs.
Really?
I think that's got some lasting power.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tune has changed a little bit.
You know, it's a response song to the Bruno Mars song.
Is it really?
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know that?
I did not know that.
What?
Okay.
What Bruno Mars song?
Well, okay. So basically, it's all
one
about
of those
her.
Is so memorable that they had to respond to it. That
no,
seems
no, no,
crazy.
No.
Bruno
it's
Mars
because
is
she,
ticking me up.
No, no, no. It's because she broke up with that guy, Liam Hemsworth. Thor's brother, or is it?
Oh,
Thor?
Yeah, yeah. Loki. No, just kidding. Thor's brother. Yeah.
And they broke up, and apparently, like, one of the songs he dedicated to her when they were together was that Bruno Mars song that's like, oh, fuck, how did
it go?
Don't
believe me, just watch.
No, he's like, I can buy you flowers. And
okay.
This is a response song. She's like, I can buy my own flowers. I can hold my own hand.
Got it.
Blah, 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 blah. So
that's the one line, though, that strikes me as strange, is holding your own hand. You're going to walk down the street with both your hands
cut.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
People think you're
do?
In one of those knuckle traps. Handcuffs.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Who would ever do that?
Let's, but the rest
someone
of it
who
checks
loves
out.
Themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
She can't just come out and go, I got a bunch of dildos, all right?
Right, exactly.
She's got to use euphemisms and stuff.
You know what? I think the song would be better, though. They replaced that line with what you're saying.
I got a bunch of dildos.
Yeah, or like, you know, a clever way of saying
right.
it.
Oh, vibrator, you're right. Got a bunch of vibrators.
I think people would like it. Harder.
Because dildos,
the song feels a little bland to me.
I think so, but it there's just something like you could hear that in an elevator. You could hear that on pop radio. You could hear it at a festival. It just seems it'll just...
It's got I Will Survive kind of energy to it.
Just
chanting it, I
exactly.
guess.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, there's just always somebody going through a breakup. All those bachelor chicks, they got it. They probably need that song.
Yeah.
Once a week.
Totally.
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Carol G and Shakira with TQG. It's like a...
Como tapar una herida con maquillaje no se ve, pero se siente. Te fuiste
It's
diciendo G. que me superaste y te conseguiste nueva novia. Lo que ella no sabe es que tú todavía me estás viendo toda la Papi. Historia, bebé, ¿qué fue? No, pues que muy tragadito.
This is like a song I would hear on Caliente, the Saturday morning dance show on Telemundo.
Yeah.
They'd either be out at a farm or they'd be at an amusement park. They'd be dancing.
Well, this came out 11 days ago, has 169 million views.
Damn.
Wow. Are Isn't they, she supposed to be in jail or something?
Shakira or Carol
G?
Oh.
Shakira.
For what? Did she kill someone?
No. Like she like was lying on her taxes or something.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Some That'd IRS trouble.
I can't imagine that'd be a hard time for Shakira.
I don't know.
They put Escobar in a comfortable place. You figure Shakira, they just let her walk around and pay it off somehow, like Willie Nelson. But wow, that is a lot of hits.
Her hips
hits.
Don't lie, but her accountant does.
Boom. Kaboom.
Exactly.
Those two, are they getting sexual on there? I guess, what's the reason?
They're gyrating.
Okay.
I don't know, beyond that. That's all I can report.
Right on.
That's cool.
Well, that's what people are. What chart was that? YouTube.
YouTube chart.
That's what people are watching on YouTube. Right on. And we'll be right back with the movie chart.
Greetings, chartists. I'm here to tell you about Factor. They're sponsoring today's episode, and I am a big fan of Factor. I've been subscribing myself to their meal service, and I love it. So I'm not just a podcaster. I'm a client. So eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. They're not lying right there. Every single meal is 2 minutes flat in the microwave. I wouldn't even mind cooking for 3 minutes. I mean, I have a spare minute, but no, 2 minutes, you're good. It's hot, it's delicious, it's fresh tasting. I don't know how they do it. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. I think I'm on the Protein Plus. I love it. And it feels like no two meals are alike. There's a lot of options there. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. I actually haven't taken advantage of that yet. I'm excited to. That sounds great. I have had some of their drinks. They got some like smoothies and like cold brew lattes. They're delicious and they're just perfect on the go, super quick. I often forget to eat. I got all these podcasts I'm making, recording, editing. Oops, I'm all of a sudden starving. I have no time to eat. And Factor has been a godsend for that reason. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. And if you're looking for something even more gourmet, try these premium ingredients they have, like filet mignon shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Wow, this is giving me all sorts of ideas to upgrade my next delivery. So it's no fuss, no mess meals. Totally eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You just throw it in the microwave and it's so good. And the textures are all right. It's not like microwave dinners of old that are like encrusted onto the plastic. No, this feels like somebody made this dinner from scratch for you and just put a little plastic over it. It's fully ready to heat up and serve. Tailored to your schedule, you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. You can pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. I had to take a couple weeks off at one point. It was super easy to go to the website, just skip a week here and there. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. You say it's your Earth Day. Well, happy Earth Day to you. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. That's pretty cool. So head to factormeals.com/WhoCharted50 and use code WhoCharted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Wow, that's code WhoCharted50 at factormeals.com/WhoCharted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Factor.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest, Allison Stevenson, and
Brett Morris.
And this is The Movie Chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee. Movies.
Speaking of movies, we're going to be doing the 5th anniversary of Squat Melt, probably by that movie theater in Los Feliz on April 5th. Check it out. Outdoor comedy. We started the trend. We didn't need a pandemic to take it outside.
You do realize you plugged this in the first segment too, right?
Yeah, I'm coming at him again.
Okay, good.
In case you tuned in just for the movie chart.
Oh, my God. I can't even do an on-air ad. Oh, my God.
McDonald's
is 17 commercials a day.
All right. Here's what hit the box office.
Let's get into the movie chart.
Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Avatar, The Way of Water.
Water.
Water. like you, I'm supposed to fight.
Protect the people.
Let's get you it done. You know that band, the Avett Brothers?
Yes.
Yeah.
They should do an album. Avett Brothers, Way
they
of
really
Water.
Should. They should come out with their own signature guitar called the Avatar.
Avatar. Whoa. Yeah. Holy shit. That's big. I'm writing that down.
Write it down, please.
It's like a guitar, but you got to stick your wang in it. Like, remember she was telling us last week? You got to meld with the horse. Have you seen Avatar, right. Allie?
I have not.
Okay. Stick There's this real wang. Weird part where you got to, like, stick your ponytail inside this horse's, like, stem horse. That it has.
Yeah.
And then you meld what? With it.
Oh, yeah, you become a horse person or something?
Or you just, like,
are
it's
they
their
aliens?
Way of... It's their way of saying, like, your horse and rider have now melded and become one. Like the way that you know, a horse whisperer or something. Hmm. Anyway.
That reminds me of this video I saw when I was a kid.
Whoa.
Well, you were too young to be seeing those.
Yeah, why'd you see that as a kid?
I won't go into the details.
Imagine if you only saw porn as a kid and you just...
Oh, my God.
I just saw one as a kid. That was
But
it.
The guy died.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, you saw? Oh, you're talking about a guy banging a horse.
Yeah, this is on par with like Two Girls, One Cup. Like everybody saw this video.
Yeah, that was my friend Jimmy. We worked together at
R.I.P.
I knew the guy. I knew that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Jimmy was a horse.
It is funny that like early internet came out so hard like that. Like, like you saw some of those videos that you'll never unsee.
Oh my God.
And then like now, like mature internet, you don't, they're there, but you just don't, people
it's
aren't
not about that. It's
oh
not
my
about
God.
That.
It's so true. Like those are things I should not have seen at all at like 11 years old.
Like Mondo Cane, underground party videos.
Yeah.
And then just internet. Oh, you could watch that.
Yeah.
Was,
do you think we'll ever build like a true like underwater city?
No.
Like Avatar. No.
Well,
it's kind of a bummer.
We might have to.
What about
to.
Venice? I mean, I think as long as technology keeps progressing, they'll just eventually do it because they could get tourists to come to it, right?
Like that like ice hotel and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's about time.
I think people are too focused on space. Everything's Mars.
Yeah, we haven't even built like one of those cool like bubble cities underwater yet.
That would be sick.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the epidemics of humanity that they ignore the ocean and it's so close and everybody's trying to go to space. I mean, it's just...
It's fucked up.
It's ridiculous. It's as dumb as anything humanity's ever done.
Yeah. It's just right there.
It's right there.
It's right
it's
there.
It's like...
It's 70% of our planet.
Thank you. It's like, I'm starving to death. Well, there's food right in front of you. I don't want it. I want the food I can't get up there. Build me a ship. It's ridiculous.
Octopus are treated like
crap. Go ahead, sir.
It's like I was reading that it was only in like the 60s or something that they discovered plate tectonics.
Yes.
Like that. When it's like all of those years of just looking at a map and people could see like, hey, it kind of looks like South America could like fit into Africa.
Right.
And it took that long for people to go, oh, wait. Oh, yeah. That's how it was.
Right. People go, F you. What are you talking about? It's not a jigsaw puzzle, okay?
Right.
Plates are big. They're under there. They're causing waves. Read about it, gang.
That's right.
Forget about space. You're never going to get there. You're never going. You personally, you're never going.
You're never going. Stop
you
carrying
there?
Water for space enthusiasts.
There you go. Learn an octopus's ways.
That's exactly. And that's the real. That's the real teacher right there.
All right. Let's get into number four.
Okay.
Coming in at number four.
Four.
Jesus Revolution.
This.
Starring Kelsey Grammer.
What?
I'd like you to meet my new friend.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Allie's being drawn back to the theater. right now.
There's paintings and you shag carpet.
I wonder if this is playing in Brooklyn.
You feel like you're misunderstood and judged,
you will find
these Christian dramas always turn up every year.
Aww.
Yeah, they pop
usually
into
they're
the
not
charts.
There for more than 1 week. This one seems like a little higher budget.
Okay. Damn. I mean, Scott fucking Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
They spring them on us, though. You're right, though. You never see them coming. They hit the charts before you've ever heard of them.
Yeah, exactly. I've not heard of this. Wait, is he Jesus? What's going on?
Oh, yeah.
No, let's see. In the 1970s, young Greg Laurie is searching for all the right things in all the wrong places until he meets Lonnie Frisbee, a charismatic hippie street preacher. Together with Pastor Chuck Smith, that's Kelsey Grammer. He's a pastor. They open the doors of Smith's languishing church to an unexpected revival of radical and newfound love. So it's like the Christians are finally embracing hippies after 40 years.
Right.
They're good. Hey, guys. Let's get these hippies in the door.
How are we going to get it across that this guy's a hippie? Let's call him Frisbee. Frisbee.
Lonnie Frisbee.
What do you know about hippies? They play Frisbee. it's not even the drugs or the sex.
Mixed up.
It is.
I love that they're finally ready to accept the hippies after they're long gone.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, after years later. Hippies are fucking Republicans now. What are you talking about?
Totally.
Right. Greasers next. Greasers are going to get accepted next.
These ragtag high school kids.
Yeah.
I would have liked, I'm waiting for Kelsey Grammer as Jesus. I mean, we got to push for that.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, Fraser's coming back.
Is it? Serious?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Frasier's coming back. It's being resurrected. We do have Kelsey Grammer.
Well, exactly.
The legends were true.
He is risen.
Scriptures.
We waited for
him. He is risen and he is listening. Okay.
Right on. So they're putting, what is that going to be on Peacock or something?
Probably, or fucking Paramount Plus or some shit.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to suck, but I mean, I have a weird loyalty. I'm going to have to watch.
Right on. I heard his ex-wife, her show, Club MTV, is coming back too. Camille Grammer.
You mean Lilith? I can't watch a reboot just thinking of that cute little dog, you know, is no longer in it. You got to bring him back. Yeah.
The grandpa, the dad's dead too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John, yeah, he was the best part of it.
And I think Niles isn't even going to be in it. It's just going to be a shit show. It's going to be awful.
Like the Connors or something, it sounds like.
It's a non-starter.
Kind of. It's the Connors, but if it was only Roseanne and nobody else.
Right. Only the most difficult person on set.
Honestly, yes.
Yeah. All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Marvel Studios' Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Is someone rubbing their mic? I'm catching some weird rubbing.
I think that's Allie's...
Sorry.
No problem. Shout out to Allie. She's in New York.
It's the East Coast.
Oh my God, they put this song in? That's like a serious tune.
What are you so afraid of?
Elton John is very palatable for these kinds of movies. Like they always seem to put an Elton John tune in there.
Yeah. Yellow Brick Road is heavy stuff though, I mean.
Yeah.
It's not like, Crocodile Rock or, you know, it's not like...
Crocodile Rock.
Happy Elton shit.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
That's not Elton.
I know.
I know what you mean. Yeah, Don't Go Breaking My Heart with Kiki D. I mean, he had those like, still standing.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then, oh, that's a banger.
Before that in the 70s. He was serious. Like, they don't shoot horses and...
Yeah, let's see. I guess that's why they call it the blues, put in one of these.
Right, exactly. That stuff.
It's a cheesy 80s one.
I'm not saying I want harm to come to Elton, but
if it was like a Jimi Hendrix thing where he checked out before all those 80s hits,
yeah,
I think he would have a
even higher place.
I think so, because when people die, you just assume that they're going to keep putting out the same right. level great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would have heard that stuff.
I feel like, though, that only harmed the people who were really conscious at that time. Because I feel like he's aged in a way where he's successfully just sort of erased that from culture. Like his
erased
80s
what?
Output.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah, because now people just think about Tiny Dancer.
Yeah, they still just think
he helped Eminem get off of pills. Like, he
even
just has
his
a
90s
whole new
stuff,
place.
Like, I wonder if people even realize that his voice is so different now.
Yeah, that's kind of like Prince, too, right? Prince had some shit songs yeah. near the end there.
That is kind of the hot take about Prince. I don't really disagree with. Like, he was a complete magician and brilliant musician, but his hit output wasn't quite up there, like in the 90s
and
2000s.
He had a right, yeah. But I mean, he had a ton of hits, but then he would just make so much other stuff. Like, people talk yeah. about that vault. They're like, it would take you years to listen to everything right. in the vault, and it's yeah. like. But I mean, they used to just jam for like 9
yeah,
hours
I bet
a day.
95%, you know, just like funk jams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Puts on a hell of a show, though.
But we just pissed off some Prince fans. I know they go hard.
Whatever. Yeah. Come on. Nobody's perfect.
We love Prince.
Tweet at us.
Yeah. Write in at whocharted@gmail.com. Yep. All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Cocaine Bear.
Yes.
I know.
Medic!
Oh, Jesus. What is that?
Doom, 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 doom. Coke Bear. Doom, 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 doom. At least they didn't use Cocaine by Eric Clapton in the trailer. I mean, let's give it up for that. They didn't yeah. use Casey Jones by Grateful Dead. They just left the classic rock out of it. Thank yeah. you for doing that.
Thank you. They put it all in the title, really.
Yeah.
You read the title and you've seen the movie, it feels like.
Coke Bear. Should animals have access to drugs?
Should they?
Yeah. Makes athletes better.
I think so.
Oh, performance enhancing drugs? Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Do more at the zoo, maybe. They'd get more.
They yeah. finally break reels. Out.
Finally get out of there.
Take over.
I saw an elephant video yesterday, mm-hmm. and it was basically like they pair up. Like, even if you take them to a sanctuary, like, they always find like one friend. And
oh, yeah.
then one of them found a dog in her species,
mm-hmm.
but it's just a thing. Like, elephants will always just like find somebody.
Totally. Yeah. They're like group creatures, you know, they need socializing. All right. Coming in at number one.
Wow. We're at number one. Number one.
Creed 3.
Creed. Oh. I thought we were on the music chart. Creed.
Yeah. Scott Stapp in Creed 3.
The Creed
they really
3.
Need to do that. I mean, we live in the age where they would probably do that.
Yeah.
Like, have a crossover.
Right. On their shoulders. Like the Carter 3. Creed 3.
Hey, my man, can I help you?
Can I help you?
I still haven't seen any of these.
Oh, I was putting in some Stapp dialogue.
Oh, sorry about that. You want to take another?
Yeah, let me take another crack.
Okay.
Damien, how long were you locked up?
I was in for a few years.
Now you back?
Yeah.
Get myself a sheet. I still got gas in the tank.
Come back. I can't hear what he's saying.
All right. Good job.
Yeah, you guys want to go get some cheese steaks? Yeah.
Arms wide open and fists closed.
They're in Philadelphia,
closed.
Right?
Yeah. Fists closed and arms open.
Did you guys see that little clip with Michael B. Jordan where the interviewer is interviewing him and he calls her out as like one of his high school bullies?
What? No way.
It's just amazing because it's like your fantasy scenario of like someday I'm going to be famous and then see that person who called me.
Wow.
Names.
A girl was his bully?
Yeah.
Wow.
And she's literally interviewing him like on a red carpet and just being like, tell us about the film or whatever. And he's like, yeah, it's pretty good. He's like, I remember when you called me corny. Like, you remember that? Like, you kept calling me corny senior year or something.
Oh.
And she's like, well, like, she gets all embarrassed.
Was it jovial or was he, like, genuinely like, remember this, bitch?
He played it very cool. Like, it's exactly the coolest kind of distance you could have had.
Right. Huh. You calling me corny.
Yeah, he's just lightly letting her know, like, hey, I remember you.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah.
Why would you call him corny though? That seems weird.
Yeah.
It sounds like
flirty almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he was probably very popular in school and then she was saying he was corny just because.
Yeah. You know, I find it hard to believe he was genuinely bullied.
Or maybe he was like in theater and stuff like that. Maybe he was a little corny.
Both.
You know, if you're pursuing acting in high school, I think it's like your peers aren't ready for that.
True, but I mean, he's not coming off as Jaleel White. I mean, he's coming off as like Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, he's Michael Jordan's son.
Yeah.
Like, not even that he's hot. It's that he's Michael Jordan's son.
Or maybe that's...
No, he's not.
I bet it's the
He's not?
He's not. No.
No, he's not.
What?
He's not Michael.
No, he's not.
I thought he was.
No. No, that's awesome.
The B means
what was the B like
boy.
He's second after
I
the
really
A.
I thought he was Michael Jordan's son.
Michael Jordan B.
Michael Jordan B. That's great.
That's
I think
funny.
He put the B in to distinguish himself from the athlete.
I thought it was like he was like
related.
Junior, you know?
That's really. I mean, it's understandable because you would think, like, who on earth could have that name and still make it?
I doubt it, but if I ever have a kid, I'm going to name him Howard B. Kramer. Why don't you call him Dragon B. Swain?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Dragon B.
I can't believe I thought this whole time that he was Michael Jordan's son.
Wow. There must be others. Hey, tweet at us, gang, if Allie's not alone. Let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know if you thought
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Okay. Fuck it.
Well...
That's a revelation. I love that at the end of a chart.
That's great.
We'll chop that if you don't want that out there. If you don't want that out there.
What,
Allie,
he's not a Nepo baby at all?
I don't think so.
I thought he was a Nepo.
I think he's from out here. I think he's from California. I'm not sure, but I think he is. And Michael Jordan's from North Carolina.
Interesting.
But so funny.
Oh, yeah. He's all from right. Santa Ana.
Oh, there you go. Right down the five, Santa.
Oh, look at
freeway.
This. This is actually really interesting. First of all, the first question on Google when it says like people also
is
ask,
he Michael Jordan's kid?
Is Michael B. Jordan MJ's son? Here's an interesting answer. Obviously, it's no, but it's he is the son of Donna, a high school counselor, and Michael A. Jordan.
Okay.
Wow. So his dad really is named Michael A.
That's
Jordan.
That's probably
Jordan.
Why I thought his dad was Michael Jordan.
Because it's that Michael.
His
A.
dad is Michael Jordan. I think
but
I
that's
like
crazy.
Read it and thought it was basketball player Michael Jordan.
Right.
They well, really did the AB thing though.
The kid's going to be C, Michael C. Jordan.
Yeah. They got to keep going.
Wow. Yeah.
Interesting stuff. Phonology. What's the study of names? Phonology.
I don't know.
Numerology, whatever it's called, is sure fascinating. And we'll be right back with the hot picks. The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks, and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick, and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks. These are the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than YouTube. Probably did.
All right, coming in number five.
Number five.
We'll start with Howard Kramer's first pick. This is 100 Gex with Me, Me, Me. All one word.
Back once again. You'll never really know, no, 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 anything about me, 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 me. No, you'll never really know, no, 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 anything about me, 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 anything about me.
Is this an AI?
AI, yeah.
You'll never really know, no, 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 anything about me.
Wow.
Good production and stuff, right?
Yeah. It really does sound like an AI creating a pop punk song.
Yeah. But they do cool stuff. It's a guy and a girl and 100 Gex. And
interesting.
I sent that to my mom. She loved it.
Did you really?
It's a joke.
Oh. I don't know. You never know.
You never know. Yeah, she's not into stuff like that. But a hot new track, and they do really cool stuff. I like 100 Gex.
Okay, coming in number four.
Number four.
This is my first song. This is Shame with Alibis.
Strong stuff. That sounds like one of those bands where there would be one girl at the concert.
Maybe.
That's hard stuff. But when it started, I was like, this sounds cool. I wonder if a British guy is going to come on and just start doing monologue shit. But that guy was actually singing. But it's like that cool. It's a lot of like, I don't know, it's a kind of a cool wave of stuff, you know?
Yeah, they're one of the,
they would call it.
I would say they're at the top, one of the, you know, top of the heap of those bands.
Yeah.
Who've been around for a while.
I was going to say, it reminds me of music from like 15 years ago.
Okay. Like which kind of stuff?
You know, that wave of like.
Bush?
No. No, like, I'm talking like mid-2000s.
I would walk out of the show.
No, like the Streets?
Like the.
Or guitar bands?
Yeah,
or
like, like the Hives or something.
Yeah, garage band. Like,
yeah. Okay, yeah.
There's a band I'm European. Thinking of specifically, but I can't. You know that band?
I like the newer wave of that stuff. It seems harder edged than it was in the mid-2000s.
Yes. I think. Yeah, it's a different scene. But like Sleaford Mods, you
the
know,
future
different
heads.
Just those British crews. Oh, future heads. Yeah.
That reminded me of I see Future Heads.
Yeah, with the guitar and the noise. Right on. Well,
stuff.
The guitar and the noise.
The guitar and the noise.
The guitar and the noise.
All right, coming in, number three.
Number three.
This is Allie's pick. This is Mae Stevens, If We Ever Broke Up. Or if we ever broke up, I'd never be sad. I guess that's the full title.
You stay awake at night, waiting for somebody right. Baby, all your karma is due. Like I would never hate you, but only if you want to. So much time like who knew? Music we got into, songs we fell in love to.
This is an answer song to shame.
To shame.
If we ever broke up, I'd call your dad and tell him all the shittiest of things you said. If we ever broke up,
whoa.
I didn't know British people use dad. I like it. It reminds me of that London boy. You'll be my American boy. American boy.
Yeah, this song had a big moment on TikTok and it would just be stuck in my head all day, every day for like a week straight.
What were they doing on this one? They just put it behind like instructional videos.
Yeah, if we ever broke up, I'd never be sad. And then you just, you know.
Vibe out.
Vibe or there's different stuff. I don't know.
It's just TikTok, man.
Or, you know, you show your boyfriend and you're like, if we ever broke up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell your dad.
Yeah.
The worst things he said.
Your dad.
That line is evil. I feel like that's off out of bounds.
Is it?
My dad wouldn't care. Is that what he said? He sold that to you. Let's go get something to eat. But there's a lot of stories in the news, especially this past week, about bills to ban TikTok.
Really?
And yeah, it just seems so silly to me that they were
so
like
late.
So to single that out and to think it won't pop up somewhere else, it's just bizarre.
Is it because it's from China? Is it like a...
Well, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, they can't have foreign...
Yeah, but I think mostly it's just a time suck. I think people just worry about it the way that people worried about booze during Prohibition. Like, it's just...
I mean, nobody. I do feel it actively rotting my brain. Like, I kind of am needing to, like, force myself off of it.
Yeah, it is. You got to pull yourself off. But I do think that you can game it to get good content and not just always be watching fluff crap.
Yeah, once the algorithm gets you.
It gets you,
which is also terrifying.
It is. Search for stuff that's helpful and, you know, learning and things like that. And maybe it'll get into the algorithm. I don't want to lose it just because... Idiots are out there just watching, you know, guys flipping the water bottle or doing trick shots or whatever the hell's going on.
Right.
Don't want to lose you, TikTok.
Honestly, it's like it can't even really be that horny, which is a bummer.
What do you mean it can't? Can't put all the sex.
Can't
content.
Do anything.
Yeah, it seems so safe to me. That's the irony, is that the content feels very... family friendly for the most part.
You can't curse. You can't it's very, a lot of censorship.
You hit on something though, Allie. I mean, if they did that for sex, where it was just like TikTok. But
sex?
Yes. My gosh.
That'd be sick.
But, whoa.
Sex talk.
Sex talk.
The early internet videos, the shock videos. Just this TikTok of that shit. Mm.
Yeah. What was that? E-Bombs World?
Yeah. Or E-Bombs World, yeah.
Hell yeah.
They would show it would be a decapitated guy from a traffic accident. Yeah. But then it'd be like a goofy.
But then they plaster
character.
The watermark on it. Like E-Bombs World on brought to you by were the original fat Jew, you know, like stealing everyone's content and then putting their names on it.
Yeah.
They got buried by that.
They did?
Yeah, E-Bombs World used to be so popular, pre-YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And it got, the scandal was that they were, stealing everyone's content.
Okay.
Their name
it's like Wild West. There wasn't even a law against it yet. They jumped in and, interesting. Well, shout out to E-Bomb. Hope you're doing okay.
Yeah, E-Bomb. Come on the show.
Maybe E-Bomb was the fat Jew, and he's like, well, I already got busted, and they know who I am.
I have a confession to make. I briefly worked at E-Bomb's World.
Are you serious? Wow.
This was when they had headquarters in San Francisco, and I lived in the Bay Area a little bit. I did some.
Wow. What'd you do? What would
Literally,
you do?
It was for a month. It did not last long, but I was a content creator on E-Bomb's World.
Wow, that's cool, actually.
Did you go to an office?
Yeah.
Were you in an office?
Tell us about it. Big, San Francisco startup office vibes.
And what type of stuff would you create?
I don't even remember. Literally, this was probably 13 years ago, 14 years ago.
God damn. You're an early pioneer. You work for E-Bombs World.
But it was at a point when E-Bombs World was already old. Like, people were already over E-Bomb's World.
Right.
Yeah. I worked for late stage.
Yeah, E-Bomb's literally World. In the trenches.
That's like I played in, you know, the Holding Factory or whatever, Big Brother.
Then the Holding Company.
Then the Holding Company, yeah.
Yeah, I was in Hermits in the Janis 90s. Joplin. I work for the Fat Jew in 2020. It's just late. That's incredible. This is a revelatory episode. Yeah.
Is
so
your
far.
Stuff still around or did it just get
I
lost?
I hope not.
Lost it in the shuffle.
I hope it's all gone.
Yeah.
I'm going to find your stuff and turn it
God.
Into NFTs.
Okay.
I'm still disappointed that stuff on the internet just disappeared. I know people are happy about it, but...
Okay, I just found something.
It would just be fun to just be able to go back to MySpace or whatever and see it exactly.
I found something from 2014.
Wow. We were busy, starred. We did
that wasn't even long ago.
Wait. Have another summer album. No, yeah. I didn't write this. Never mind. I searched my name in E-Bomb's World and...
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
Wow.
I can't imagine what E-Bomb's World is now.
You are E-Bomb's Worlding. You're pulling an E-Bomb's World on some other E-Bomb's World stuff.
E-Bomb's World is still a website.
Is it just like stock tips now?
I might be...
It's like Motley Fool. It's just weirdo old guys doing stock tips. Man, a Chevitz. That was a wormhole we went into there.
Very cool.
All right. We're getting to know you in ways we didn't know. So this is cool.
Please nobody look up on E-Bomb's World, I beg you.
Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my second pick. This is Corey Hansen with Housefly.
Is this like one of the Hansen brothers?
No, I wish.
Okay.
Listen to this riff.
Damn.
That's kind of Little Donkey.
It's Donkey and it's coming out of nowhere. It's like if Neil Young took steroids.
Right. There's like just weird notes in there that hit you.
I like that. Yeah, I would not have saw that coming. You know, it's like the guy sounds like he's coming in from another band or something.
Zach Wilde.
Yeah.
Coming in.
That's a good pick.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one. This one, I just feel like the song could be around for a while. I mean, it's... I won't say too much, but just, I mean, it's a banger. It's a banger.
All right. Well, I think you're an early adopter because it's on YouTube. It's under 1,000.
Yeah, but I'm telling you.
Here we go. Sunny War with No Reason.
Signature. I mean, how many songs have kind of utilized that as like, I mean, I can't, it's just like a wild new sound, but there's no new instrumentation.
This is cool.
Yeah.
Who is that?
No, this is very
her name's Sunny War. S-O-N-N-Y.
S-U-N-N-Y.
Sunny.
Like Sun.
Wow, even better. Have a Sunny. And a Ward, W-A-R. But, she's going to be at South by Southwest. It's still early days, but I feel like that song is going to, I mean, it's almost like when Tracy Chapman had Fast Car or something like that. Like,
yeah,
you stop and you pay attention, even though she's just like a lady with a guitar. So
yeah, that feels like an authentic, you know, blending of genres right there.
Yeah. And you feel too, like, how, like, why didn't somebody have this song like 20 years ago? It just feels like a classic. Right.
Totally. So, the album is Anarchist Gospel.
Yeah. Checked it out. Should probably get bigger. Should probably get bigger. Great stuff, you guys. Great picks.
Love it.
Me, great pick. Thank you.
You're on the cutting edge.
On the cutting edge. Allison, so good of you to join us once again.
Thank you so
much. New York. Check out Allison.
Say hi to Billy Joel. Yeah. Anyone you see
over there? Yeah, he's my roommate here in this Crown Heights apartment. Yeah.
Right on. Crown Heights, of course, home of so much music, culture, hipsterism, expensive juices, right?
Yeah.
As you believe so. All right, we'll check out that start. How about you?
Yeah, head on over to cbbworld.com. Sign up for a plan. Massive amounts of funny content over there. And head on over to hoopchartedpod.com. And get yourself a plan there. We got several tiers. Very affordable. You can get a yearly plan and get some money off. And you get all the two charteds, all the preem streams, all the back episodes. You can hear Allie's last episodes.
Those are back on there. Catch up on those. Of course, two charteds got the Donkey playlist. You got to catch up on those new two charteds. You get all the, you know, we play them as nominees and we decide if they pass or not into the world of the Donkey playlist.
That's also right. If you like the Donkey playlist or if you're puzzled at some of the nominees and you're going, what does Donkey mean? What does this really mean? Like, how do I get on this list? You can hear us deliberate. It's the Donkey Trials.
The Donkey Trials. I like that a lot. Yeah. The Donkey Trials are on there in two charters, as are the Escape Tunes. And we're going to be doing another one of those today. Probably also talk about some Donkey Tunes.
Oh, that's fun.
So check that out. Also check out Grift Horse with Megan Beth Keister. She's in New York as well. Are you guys going to hang out?
Yeah, I think she is. She's not in yet, but she is coming in like in a few hours.
Oh, she's coming in. Check that out.
It's about to get grifted.
New York's about to start cooking. And also check out Drop Day Duel. And we will see you right here next week on Who Charted.